Well, everyone, welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for September the 26th. We'll begin this meeting with an invocation offered by Reverend David C. Rennick of the First United Methodist Church, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that will be led by Scout Nick Peters from Troop 451. Please stand and join for the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us join together in a spirit of all our traditions. Good evening, Divine Creator. Tonight we step into your sacred space we call community. We invite the spirit of your presence as we claim all that you provide for us. For our council, we seek your peace, civility, and service that extends a discerning hope and direction for all they do. For the freedoms and liberties we enjoy, and for the convictions you call us to embrace, we welcome you and offer our thanks in the name of the one who guides our faiths. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor Rennick and Nick, for helping us get off to a great start. The first item on our agenda for today's meeting is the reading of the consent agenda, and I invite Mr. Kevin Christopher forward to read that agenda.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. These are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the City Clerk prior to the Council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Queen of Peace Catholic Church, one-day religious event, Sunday, November 20th, 141 North McDonald. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for the Tipsy Cactus Tap Room and Bottle Shop, 2722 South Alma School Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for U-Stop, 5207 East Main Street. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Jesse's Food Mart, 1959 East Broadway. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Three Brothers Food Mart, 3565 East Broadway Road. Item 4A, act on 3-year term contract for pavement marking materials for the Transportation Department. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase 2 additional Chevrolet Tahoes for the Police Department. Item 4C, act on 3-year term contract for an audible panic system as requested by the Police Department. The initial purchase is grant funded by the Arizona Criminal Justice Commission and the Police Department operating budget. Item 4D, act on 1-year renewal of the term contract for original equipment manufacturer heavy-duty truck repair services for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4E, act on 3-year term contract for General Motors original equipment manufacturer auto and light-duty truck parts for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4F, act on contract to purchase 3 replacement tilt trailers, 2 replacement backhoes, and 1 vibratory compactor roller for the Transportation, Energy Resources, and Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Departments, as requested by the Fleet Services Department. This purchase is funded by the Utility Replacement Extension and Renewal Fund, Local Streets Sales Tax Fund, and the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 4G, act on 3-year term contract for ultraviolet wastewater disinfection parts for the Water Resources Department. Item 4H, act on 3-year term contract for GEA Westphalia Centrifuge Parts and Services for the Water Resources Department. Item 4I, act on 1-year renewal of the term contract for emergency response, non-emergency response, and household hazardous waste event support for the Environmental Management and Sustainability Department. Fundings from several sources, including the environmental compliance fee, the household hazardous waste portion of the Mesa Green and Clean fee, and the Enterprise Fund Electric Subfund. Item 4J, act on contract amendment and dollar limit increase to the contract for purchase of the replacement development information management energy solution. This project is funded by the Development Services Technology Improvement Fee. Item 5A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an agreement with the U.S. Department of Justice Drug Enforcement Administration to assign Mesa police officers to the Phoenix DEA task forces in exchange for overtime funding. Item 5B, act on resolution vacating portions of the right-of-way on West University Drive and North Dobson Road adjacent to 1955 West University Drive. Small portions of the right-of-way that are no longer needed by the city are being vacated to accommodate proposed signage for a convenience store. Item 5C, act on a resolution extinguishing a portion of a 20-foot public utilities and facilities easement and a portion of an easement for roadway located at 8350 East Baseline Road. This was made at the request of the property owner. Item 6A, act on ordinance regarding Z16-036, 2626 East University Drive, located west of Lindsay Road on the north side of University Drive, a rezoned planned area development modification and site plan review to allow repurposing of an existing building to an outpatient surgical facility. Item 6B, act on ordinance regarding Z16-039, the 7800 block of East Baseline Road, located east of Sossaman Road on the north side of Baseline Road, a rezone and site plan review to allow a multi-residential development. Item 6C, act on ordinance regarding Z16-034, 3117 South Signal Butte Road, with a connection south of East Pampa Avenue to the future extension of South Willowwood. This is located south of Guadalupe Road and east of Signal Butte Road, a rezone and site plan review to allow development of a multi-residential project. Item 7A, act on subdivision plat, 54th Street Business Park, the 5300 to 5400 blocks of East Main Street, located east of Higley Road on the south side of Main Street. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, have there been any requests to speak or to pull any items on the consent agenda?
No requests, Mayor.
Thank you very much. A motion has been made and it has been seconded. Please cast your vote. The vote is unanimous with Councilmember Glover absent. Councilmember Glover is excused if I neglected to do that earlier in the meeting. The next item on our agenda is items from citizens present. I think it's remarkable the number of scouts that we have in our meeting today. So if you don't mind, I just would like to point out that we have some great scout troops today. I think we got at least three or four different troops. Can you guys stand up and maybe we can get a picture, wave to your family at home? Thank you. These guys are all working on their citizenship in the community merit badge. It's particularly important that I do this because one of the scouts is my son, Jack. Wave, Jack. There you go. Everybody say hi to Jack. Thank you, gentlemen. We appreciate you being here, and good luck on that merit badge. I know after the meeting today, we'll take you on a little tour and hopefully help you get qualified for that merit badge. So thank you for being here. Under items from citizens present, I do have two blue cards. Do we have any others, Ms. Mickelson?
No additional.
Okay, thank you. So I would invite forward Yolanda Triana. If you please step forward. Looks like we might have an additional card coming up. Ms. Triana, if you could please state your name and your address, and you'll have 3 minutes to speak. If you choose to take advantage of the interpreter, we'll allow 6 minutes for the translation, including the translation.
Buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Yolanda Triana. Mi dirección, 644 West Main Street, lote 46, Mesa, Arizona, 85201.
Good afternoon. My name is Yolanda. ¿Cuál es su apellido?
Triana.
I live at 644 West Main and lot 46 in Mesa, Arizona.
Okay. Como verán, de nuevo estamos aquí con ustedes e informamos a los miembros del Concilio de Mesa y al público que estuvimos en la reunión de la Mesa Directiva de Tránsito y de Transportación del Tren Ligero del Valle en Phoenix.
Sigue toda la carta.
Ok. El día 22 de septiembre de este año 16, en la reunión de representantes, donde reportan qué tanto ha beneficiado a los habitantes del área por donde pasa el tren ligero, y estamos aquí para decir lo que ustedes ya saben, que nosotros somos parte de los afectados. La ley protege a todas las personas sin importar estatus legal, nacionalidad, raza, credo, etcétera. Y vemos que ustedes están violando nuestros derechos. Derechos que ustedes y el dueño anterior, Jim Hamm, y el dueño actual han pasado por alto. El derecho de tener una vivienda. Gracias. Que Dios los bendiga.
Okay, I'm going to translate the letter for you. He says, Here we are again to inform you of the members of the Mesa City Council and the public that we were in the meeting with the Mesa City Transit for the light rail in the Valley of Phoenix on the 22nd of September 2016. In the meeting, representatives reported of how the light rail has affected or benefited residents in the area where the light rail passes. We are again here to tell you that all of you know that we are part of the ones that are affected. The law is here to protect all of us. It doesn't matter what your legal status is, what your nationality is, your creed, etc. And we see that you are violating our rights. Rights that you and the owner prior, Gene Hamm, and the new owner, the current owner, are violating. It is our right to have a place to live.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Triana. The next card I have is from Hilario Triano. Mr. Triano, if you could again state your name and address, and you'll have 3 minutes to speak, or 6 minutes if you choose to use the interpreter.
Buenas tardes, señores del Concilio de Mesa. Mi nombre es Hilario Triana. Mi dirección es 644 West Main Street, Lote 46.
Good afternoon. My name is Hilario Triana, and I live at 644 West Main Street, Lot 46.
En esta ocasión, vengo a decirles que ustedes deben de respetarnos como residentes de Mesa, y no lo han hecho, pues nosotros sabemos que tenemos derechos. Nos damos cuenta cómo ha afectado a los residentes del área por donde pasa el tren ligero. Han estado actuando arbitrariamente y están obrando sin un plan necesario para mejorar los requisitos de la ley, de la orden del gobierno federal, la cual dice que no pueden desalojar sin tener un plan para lo que va a pasar con los habitantes del área en el futuro, pues no existen viviendas para las personas que están siendo afectadas, como es el caso de Mesa Royal y tantas más que está por el donde pasa el tren ligero. Gracias.
Okay. I would like to tell you that you have to respect us, and you haven't done it. We have rights. We have noticed that the residents are affected in the areas where the light rail passes. You have been behaving arbitrarily, and you are working without a necessary plan in order to comply with the prerequisites established by the federal law. The federal law states that you have to have a plan when you're going to uproot someone. You have to have a place where they can move to, and you have not done that. There aren't any homes for the people that are being affected. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Triano. I'll note for anyone who has questions regarding the Mesa Royale trailer park that there was a statement issued by the City Council in response to many of these questions that's been translated into Spanish and is available at the doors as you enter the building today. The third card I have to speak today is Mary Kim Titla. Mary, please come forward. And if you could please again give us your name and address. We look forward to hearing what you have to tell us for 3 minutes.
Well, good evening, everyone. My name is Mary Kim Titla. I'm a member of the San Carlos Apache tribe. I work here in Mesa, downtown Mesa. I live in Chandler, 842 North Choya Street, Chandler, Arizona, 85224. I am the executive director for an organization, a nonprofit organization called Unity. Unity is an acronym. It stands for United National Indian Tribal Youth. We relocated here to Mesa 3 years ago from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. So we're very pleased to be here in your great city. Tonight I'm speaking as an individual, and I'm here on behalf of a young man who could not be here tonight. He's a college student at Mesa Community College. His name is Jay Massey Heil, and he is a resident of Mesa. He wishes the city of Mesa to please consider declaring the second Monday in October as Indigenous Peoples Day, to take the lead of other cities in Arizona and throughout the country, including the city of Flagstaff, to recognize that Indigenous peoples of the lands that would later become known as the Americas have occupied these lands since time immemorial, and that the city will recognize the fact that Mesa is built upon the homelands and villages of the Indigenous peoples of this region, and that the city will value the many contributions made to our community through Indigenous people's knowledge, labor, technology, science, philosophy, arts, and the deep ancestral and cultural contribution that has substantially shaped the character of the city of Mesa, and that the city will promote equality for all Indigenous peoples and honor our nation's Indigenous heritage, history, and contributions, and that the city will further encourage its schools and students to teach about Indigenous peoples' history, and will encourage businesses, organizations, and public institutions to recognize Indigenous Peoples' Day. Thank you for this opportunity, and we ask for your consideration at the next meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and thank you for all that Unity does in our community. The next item, that completes items from citizens present. The next item, item 9, will continue for a later meeting. However, before we end the meeting, I'd like to thank the Texas Roadhouse Restaurant for hosting You've Been Served, which is a fundraiser tonight benefiting the Mesa Police Association. The fundraiser benefits the Officer Assistance Fund, which helps fallen or injured police officers and their families. All of the tips collected tonight between 5 and 9 o'clock will be donated to the Mesa Police Association. If you don't have dinner plans tonight, please consider heading out to Texas Roadhouse on Stapley Road, just south of the US 60. It's probably a great place to watch the debate. I assume that's what everyone will be doing tonight. Council, if there's no other issues to come before us, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. Thank you. There's been a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.